psychic Marla Mitchell lives here every Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, Marla.
Good morning.
Good morning. 1-800-595-2943 if you want to talk to her this hour. And kicking off things on a birthday note, if you have a birthday today in numerology, you're in a year 5. What does that mean,
Absolutely.
Marla?
Happy birthday, little Sagittarians.
Happy birthday.
There you are. You are in for a fun year. It's change, freedom, new experiences coming in. You are going to learn from your mistakes. So let's just see how good you are. If you recognize a mistake and if you can then learn from it. It's about spontaneity and being flexible. You also may see several changes this year. You could have one huge change, or you could have a bunch of little sequential changes. Huh. But this is a year where you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to learn to be flexible. You're going to learn to go with the flow, because any plans you make will be upset. They will change at the last minute, and you're going to have to learn to, you know, gather all up and take a deep breath and let it go and go with the new plan, because you have no control this year. So it's very, very interesting. Get ready for a fast-paced journey this year. It can be very fun. Lots of travel, possibly. Lots of new, exciting things. But you're going to have to go with the flow and live in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. Also, just a FYI for any Sagittarians, crystals. We haven't talked about crystals in a while.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a couple weeks ago. I'm like, we should bring the crystals back.
Crystals should come back.
Yeah.
If you are a Sagittarius, and especially end of November and December, both of those work. Topaz, citrine, and turquoise are good stones for you. And when we talk about crystals, crystals are wonderful little things. They actually absorb negative energy. So if you're going through a lot of stuff, whether it's emotional, even physical, you can get a certain crystal that will help brighten your mood, pull out the negativity, and just help you heal or work through some things you're going through.
Right.
But you've got to keep them clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wear all these little bracelets and stuff, and I cleanse them every couple days. I'll sage them. You can run crystals under cold water. You can put them in moonlight or sunlight. Things like that. But you got to clean them because they do absorb your negativity, and you got to clean them again so they're fresh.
I should probably clean this one then.
Yeah, yeah. And I got several over the holidays. I got a new kyanite there.
That's pretty.
So, Molly and I are showing off our necklaces that we wear.
I've got a yellow quartz.
Very cool. So they do help. And people even report that they feel different when they're wearing a crystal. And the way to do it is you can go into a store. I like Bluestone in Loveland if you're around.
It's awesome.
And you can touch the crystals in your hand and see if it calls to you or if it vibrates.
Well, and they're very helpful, too. I've been in there a couple times, got a crystal for my dog. He wears amethyst.
Oh, he does?
I should probably cleanse that, too.
Yes.
but he was having, like, I think he was having experiences with paranormal activity in my old apartment because it was very haunted. I would always bring things home with me and it would just be hanging out there. And his crate was in the one, like I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment by myself, and the smaller bedroom I kept his crate in. That is where all the negative, weird, not always negative, but the weird energy would hang out in that room.
Yeah.
And he, every time he'd be with me, because he'd be between my house and my parents' house because they babysit him, he would just be totally freaked out in his crate. Even when he'd snuggle with me, he was just off. So I got him that crystal, and things seem to have improved.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps. Another success story with crystals.
Yes.
I sleep with rhodochrosite in my pillowcase. Started doing that about springtime, summertime.
That's a little
while.
That's the love crystal, isn't it?
You told me it can help you find a soulmate or attract a soulmate, bring the love in. And it's been a really good fall so far.
Yeah.
So.
Rhodochrosite. Yeah. It's a good one.
Rhodochrosite is a good one. And it's one for Scorpio, so it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-595-2943 if you want to talk crystals or spirit animals. You want to know what your spirit animal is. Marla can help you out. She is your girl. Or get a reading. 1-800-595-2943 or on Facebook, 943 The X. One thing that's coming up that we should definitely talk about is Mercury retrograde.
Oh, goodness.
Right? I mean, it happens.
We got that again.
Several times a year. It's, you know, just kind of a thing. But this one coming up, and is there anything like special about it? Do we have any like eclipses or weird moons that are going to maybe affect it a little bit? Because it seems like every retrograde phase is for Mercury is, you know, kind of different.
Yeah, the one in September was pretty hairy.
Oh, it was
this
bad.
One, it's going to be around the holidays, folks. December 19th through January 8th. Ugh. A lot of people travel.
Yeah.
So if you check your bags, make sure you have everything you need in your carry-on, or don't check your bag. A lot of times during retrograde, travel can be disruptive. You can lose your luggage. Happened to me a couple times. Things just get delayed. Also, if you're going to buy anything electronic or a major purchase for Christmas, do it before, and this is going to be hard, do it before December 5th, which is next Monday, because Mercury starts its little, whatever you want to call it, it goes retrograde. So it starts slowing down even now. And so if you absolutely want to be safe, buy that electronic thing, whether it's a phone, a watch, a TV, a car, anything major, buy it before next Monday.
Yeah.
But absolutely before the 19th of December.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you end up getting a lemon and you have to repurchase, take it back, return. Yeah. And so you don't want to go through that hassle. So make sure you buy anything electronic or a major expensive thing before the 5th, absolutely before the 19th.
Yeah. Another thing you definitely don't want to do is sign contracts. But at this time of the year, I feel like no one's really having, like in terms of jobs at least, not really having to sign contracts because no one is really hiring at
this
point.
Some people are also maybe buying a house. You can't put your life on hold, but you just want to make sure if you are going to sign a contract, if you absolutely have to, you read it over and over, and you make sure that you have an out, or that there's a clause in there that protects you so you don't end up paying a huge fee for canceling it or changing it, or that if they do something, it's written in contract that you say, look, this is what you promised.
Yeah.
So make sure if you're going to sign a contract that you, if you can delay it past January 8th, great. If you have to sign it, then
do it, but
really,
cover
really
your
cover
bases.
Yourself.
Yeah. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell is here hanging out with us until 9 o'clock. You want to know your spirit animal, you want to know about that new relationship, or you want to hear if love is coming in, or a new career,
or what's coming in 2017.
You just want like a general cold reading, like New Year's resolution, type reading, give us a call. 1-800-595-2943. Or if you want to know what year in numerology you're in and what that means, especially in terms of your, you know, in regards to your life.
Yeah.
You know, just call anything, really. 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, what's your question for Marla?
Just a cold reading.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Do you want to just see what's coming for 2017?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the cards. Now, I also with crystals and with tarot cards, you also want to clean your cards. And I just cleaned these last night. So these are really fresh. Cool. People are like, how do you clean cards? I smudge them and I put Reiki into them. And then I reorganize them by suit and then go through all the shuffling. So these are brand new. You're the first client to get to experience these new cards. Okay. So you have, first of all, I'm going to ask just with a yes or no, are you the sign of Cancer or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. That's the only zodiac sign I pulled. I show in the current position that there's a lot of opportunity that's knocking on the door for you. Now, whether or not you're aware of it, is up to your own sense of, like, sometimes people are more negative than they are positive. They're more optimistic than they are pessimistic. So if you are on the more optimistic side, definitely just stay there. Keep focusing on abundance coming your way. It looks really fortunate for you. You have a lot of good things coming to you. If you're pessimist, turn it around. Don't try to find all the bad things going on in your life. Focus on what's good. Okay. Now you do have, since you're not the sign of Cancer, You do have something coming right for you that's going to require lots of focus and attention. And I get two cards back to back with the Cancer card. One of them is about getting yourself organized. So for the next, I would say, up through May, you need to really prioritize what you want to change or focus on in your life for 2017. And most of us, especially this time of year, we do tend to look at, well, okay, next year I'm going to get a better job, or next year I'm going to focus on my health, or next year I'm going to be a better partner or father, or, you know. So focus on what you really want to change and improve next year. Get organized with that and make it, set yourself up for that situation, meaning if you have to schedule time in the day for exercise or eating right, you know, all those things that are necessary for whatever change you're wanting, make sure that you act like this is really what I want to focus on, so spirit can help you. Because the energy we put out, you know, where the mind, can we get this right? Energy flows where the mind goes. So if your mind is focused on a goal, then you want to put that energy into it, so then spirit matches it. It's like a 401k of your life, okay? And so you put that energy in there. And then you also need to practice getting some meditation time, prayer time, alone time. I don't know if you get enough of that. Do you?
Not really.
Okay. So you need to work on that. You need to schedule or set up time where you at least have some time to yourself to focus on your goal, to not be so focused on worries and multitasking and overwhelming yourself with to-dos. Take time for yourself. You do have a little bit of drama going on in the world around you. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Do you get sucked into that pretty easily?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to work. What is your sign? You can tell me now.
Capricorn.
You're the Capricorn. So you got a birthday coming up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Capricorns are the worriers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also tend to be the most common sign to shoot themselves in the foot, in other words, be their own worst enemy with worry. So if you can really focus on not, anytime your mind goes to that worry, remember, worry is part of fear, and fear is imagined. It's F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So our minds play this trick on us and make us think that the worry is real, and we can solve it, and we have our heads and our minds just going crazy all day long. And so you need to stay out of drama, stay out of worry. Always, always, always take the high road. So your theme for next year is focus on a goal, set yourself up to be successful by making it a priority, get more time alone and meditate, let go of fear and worry as often as you can, 20 times a day if you catch yourself in worry, let it go, tell yourself it's not real, come back to that place of wholeness and awareness, and then also always take the high road. If someone wants you to get involved in their stuff, remember, it's not about you. Do not play the game and just say, oh, you know, man, I'm just not going to go there. And you can just leave the conversation or not participate in the gossip or not try to fix anybody, because we're all here to work on ourselves. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
Until 9 o'clock, as she is every Wednesday, except next Wednesday. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Oh, yes. There's a special thing next week.
There is a special thing, and it's 1 week only. But I'll tell you about that later. 1-800-595-2943 or on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Now, Sarah, a Pisces. Speaking of Pisces, we're talking about Pisces off the air. Sarah would like a 2017 cold reading.
Wonderful,
what's in store
Sarah.
For Sarah?
Okay, let's see what's going on. I get really busy this time of year, people wanting to know what's coming for the following year.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because it kind of helps you set your goals, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's, a new numerology year for you, whatever year it may
be. Absolutely. It kicks it off. It starts creeping in even more. Now, Sarah, I'm pulling, of course, she's on Facebook, so I will just say that I'm pulling Capricorn and I'm pulling Leo. Does she give in her message also a Libra? Does she give her zodiac sign at all?
She's a Pisces.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to wake up. Okay.
It's okay.
Too much turkey. Okay. So we have a person who is currently, Sarah, there's a lot of fear and worry going on in your life, a lot of concerns, or there's someone around you who is a huge worry wart, okay? And so it's good for you to either, if it's you, to not go to that heavy worrisome place, or to, if you're around that person, try not to let them affect you, especially if they're really in close proximity, like a partner, a sibling, a child. Don't let their negativity pull you down. Try to find some way to find peace in your life, either through meditation, getting time alone, being out in nature, things like that, reading some books that are very uplifting. You need to work on expectations. So also, along with the worrying, what people tend to do if they're worry warts is saying things like, oh, nothing good ever happens for me, or, you know, things are going way too good. I'm just waiting for that shoe to drop. And so that's kind of negative thinking, and you're almost like manifesting something bad to happen. Because like I said earlier, I can never get this right off the top of my head. Energy flows where the mind goes. So you need to keep your mind in a positive state, okay? You do have a lot of strength. So whatever you've been through, Sarah, you are tremendously strong, and you're stronger than you think you are. And so you need to really focus on how strong you are and what you've survived and come through in your life. This is for next year still. Also, there's something that you're going to have to let go of next year. It could be, let me see, if it's a relationship. I'm not sure if it is. It feels like there's just a major change coming. There could be you letting go of an old relationship still that you're hanging on to. Maybe just, maybe it's over, but you're still harboring resentment about this person. Let that go, because I do show Ace of Cups, which is either new love, new beginning, or something that you really, really love coming to you next year in 2017. Mm-hmm. And the Wheel of Fortune's with it, which means luck. And so this is your lucky year coming up for 2017. So start thinking positive, start letting go of things that no longer serve a purpose or people that don't support you. You have a lot of good things coming in. You do need to get time alone to meditate, things like that. And then I also pull relationships improving and getting better. Let go of the ones that pull you down. So if there are friends who are negative, if there are friends who have a lot of drama, it's okay to distance yourself from them. You do not have to be with them 24/7 or feel obligated. People who do not support you are not there for your highest good. You want people around you who are supportive, encouraging, helpful, things like that. So if there's, this is for anyone, if there are people in your life who are very negative and not supportive, you need to distance yourself from them and have really good boundaries. But for Sarah, all encompassing, 2017 is a lucky year, a good year, and it really is up to you just to where you put your focus.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah. That's for Sarah. And our Facebook page is blowing up with messages wanting 2017 cold readings.
Of course
they do. because it's that time of year. We're starting to think about that stuff and what is coming next. So that's really awesome. This one is from Melissa. Melissa is a Scorpio. Also wondering what kind of crystals should be around her. Rhodochrosite, I can say for one,
Scorpio,
is a really good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think offhand what I've got. Let me look at my notes, because there's so many crystals out there. And also, depending on what you're going through, I'm just going to rattle off the top of my head for a moment. I do know that, like, for women, if you have hormone issues, moonstone is really good.
Okay.
If you have anxiety, rose quartz is really good for you.
Yeah.
If you're a November birthday, did she say November?
She didn't
say. Scorpio. She said Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that could be tourmaline, opal, either pink or green tourmaline, opal, citrine, rhodochrosite. There's a lot of good things for that. Mm-hmm. Let me look at one more thing for Scorpio, and that's all I've got. Okay, so those are really good.
Okay.
And then she wanted a 2017 reading.
Yeah. You can also, if you're wondering what crystals you should have, you can also Google it, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if you just say, what crystals or Scorpio crystals, and something will pop up with some suggestions.
Right. And there are, let me be specific while I'm flipping cards, too. There are specific ones for the month of November. Mm-hmm. And then there are ones for your sign. So it may give you several, just depending on what your sign is and then what month your birthday is in. Because a lot of signs, like Leo, encompasses July and August.
Yeah.
And Scorpio is October and November.
Yeah. So like I'm an October Scorpio.
Right.
So I would look at October
Scorpio.
And Scorpio, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So for Melissa, she is Scorpio. I am pulling the focus card again, like I did with the first caller. And so this is something you need to focus on, more positive things in your life. Do not go to the place of, oh, this isn't working. Poor me. You know, what our mind tends to do, our ego, is it wants to focus on misery. It wants you to focus on what's not working. And because the ego thinks it can solve everything. And when we focus on the negative, it feeds the ego more because the ego lives in fear. So the way to be more spiritual and more happy is to focus on what is working, what is going well. Not that you don't give attention to the negative things or things that are going poorly, but you don't give your mind that attention. You work on the problem and then you let it go, and then you focus on whatever is going really, really well and be grateful. So use grateful statements. There is a lot of fear around you, Melissa, a lot of worry. You're being really, really hard on yourself, so you need to let that go. We are pulling a little bit of being stuck in a rut in the early part of next year. So I really want to encourage you to, if there's things that aren't going well, not being so overly clingy or overly interested in hanging on to something that isn't working, whether it's a relationship or a job. You're going to have to instigate the change. You're going to have to be the aggressor and say, okay, I need to look for a new job, or okay, I need to let this relationship go, or okay, I need to lose this weight, or whatever this is that you don't like about yourself. You are the person, and only you are the one that can change it. And so you need to focus on that. I do show you need to get prioritized, get everything in order. You're way too scattered, multitasking, way too much on your plate. You overcommit. You need to let that go as well. And then when things don't go well, you need to realize you really don't have any control down here. The only thing we have control over is our own actions, our own thoughts, mm-hmm. our own bodies. And sometimes not even that too. Yeah. But it really is just about you taking the bull by the horns and getting out of that negative thinking and focus on positive things, because you do have some really good change coming this year.
All right. Awesome. That was for Melissa on Facebook.
Alternative for the Front Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Psychic Marla Mitchell and I were talking off air during the song about a really interesting meditation exercise where, you know, sometimes I was telling her I get fixated on some random word, not necessarily a weird word. It could be like dog. And I start saying it over and over in my head. And then it's like, this God, dog is such a weird word. Dog, 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 dog. You were saying, say your name for like several minutes, just over and over again.
As your mantra.
As your mantra. And you let go of your ego and your true self comes out.
It's a really quick way to just center yourself. And like Molly said, when you say a word over and over again, enough times, like maybe for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, just over and over and over, eventually that word has no meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because we're also ego identified, if we say our name over and over and over and over again, I did this yesterday, it was awesome. All of a sudden, it's like my name Marla just didn't mean anything. Yeah. And then I went to this place of, I kind of went back into my body and went, oh, there is no Marla. There is no Marla, because there really isn't. We're all one, and we're just so identified with our name, our looks, our job, our kids. If you can do this, you can let go of your identity, and you can have a real quick aha moment.
Uh-huh.
And then, and, you know, depending on how open your third eye is, you can actually hold that feeling of awareness for quite a while, or maybe just a minute. But at least you get to experience you without the ego.
Yeah.
Pushing all these thoughts in.
Maybe Donald Trump should do this.
You should do Donald.
Trump. Oh, God. 1-800-595-2943. By the way, Melissa says that was so spot on with what's going on with her. So thank you so much, Marla. Also, here's a reading on Facebook, 94 through the X, from Doreen. She is wondering if you could give her a cold reading for her and her sons, Connor, Devin, and Alex. if you want all their zodiac signs, I can tell you.
Oh, that's okay. So it's kind of a little family. No.
Yeah, kind of a family 2017
okay.
reading.
That's a little bit, you know, I can't get as specific and I don't have time to do right. all four of you.
Right.
But let's just see what the family has coming for the year of 2017. Let's see if it lets me do that. I'll try that. Let's see. Okay. So there could have been or may be some type of burden or weight. It could be financial on the family that is going to be lifted. So more abundance coming into the family this year. More joy, more happiness, maybe even finances improving. I also show a struggle for a sense of peace. So if there's been some drama, things like that, especially around the mom, which you said her name was Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there is some stuff coming in that Doreen... it may be more about you letting go of some stuff from the past. It could be an old relationship, things like that. But I do show the sooner that you can let go of something, it teaches your children how to let go and not focus on the past. Mm. This is really about the past and letting it go and trying not to be so caught up in drama. And so as parents, you know, we're here to teach our children, you know, good habits, good manners, good behaviors, how to be independent when they grow up and strong and balanced. And so one of the things is to show them how to not react to drama or get sucked into that ego identity. And children, they don't really develop an ego until they're like 7. And so she didn't mention the age of her kids, but if you can help them, you know, not be so caught up in the dramas and the worries and things like that, that would be very beneficial for all of the family because they'll follow your example. So in other words, always take the high road, okay? And then mm-hmm. you can lead that, Doreen, by just not getting engaged in gossip or drama with other people or even with your own kids. Take the high road, practice balance. I just keep showing money cards. So money's going to improve this
That's
year.
Good.
So it looks really, really good for the family as a whole and just stay out of drama.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was from Doreen on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Today is Whitney's birthday on Facebook. Whitney would like a birthday reading.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And like we were saying in the beginning of the show, today people with birthdays are in a numerology year 5, which is strongest now.
It's
right.
full
yeah.
moon on.
Yeah.
And so she has been experiencing up until this point and a few weeks after, she's going to have lots of change, and she needs to be flexible and spontaneous and learning from her mistakes. It's a very fast-paced year.
Yeah.
But it's going to start changing already when 2017 hits. So let's just look at Whitney, see what we get for 2017. There's the Leo card, so strength coming in. Lucky but not believing she's lucky. So there's luck here. I do show that there's something that she's coming out of that's been kind of difficult or heavy energy. It's going to work its way out. It may take a little bit into 2017 before it goes. I do pull worry too much on her plate. So, Whitney, if you're one of those people who says yes to everybody and you can't say no, then it really is about having very clear boundaries for 2017 and for your birthday year coming up. And so really, really practice no and yes if you really mean that's to say yes. But it's more about just having good boundaries, taking some things off your plate. A very positive year. I do show, again, another person who needs to meditate more.
Mm-hmm.
So Whitney, what we talked about a minute ago is try sitting quietly in a room and just say your name over and over and over again for several minutes, whatever it takes until the name becomes just a word and it doesn't even have a meaning. And that is a way to help you let go of some of that ego identity and those worries. It takes your mind off stuff and you can have some sense of awareness and even a tune into your spiritual nature, who you truly are. But meditation's highly recommended for this next year. And then letting go of commitments that are ones that you overcommitted to. Yeah, good
awesome.
Boundaries.
That's for Whitney on Facebook, 94.3 The X, 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell is hanging out with us until 9 o'clock. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Hey, my name's Megan.
Hey, Megan, what's your question for Marla?
Well, I just got laid off, 10 days ago after 15 years on the job.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm actually feeling better.
Well, that's good.
After the shock. But yeah. I'm wondering, you know, should I sell the farm or stay here and try to work things out? Because I was working remotely from the East Coast and making pretty decent money.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So your biggest question is not if you're going to find something else. You want to know if you should sell the farm or what?
It's about finding a job and staying here, or will I have to sell the farm and move someplace where I could find a better job?
I see. Okay. So let's see if you'll find something where you can just, everything can kind of stay as it is without a move, correct?
Yeah. Even working remotely again would be great.
All right. And did you, let me just see what we get here before I ask. Okay. I'm getting Scorpio. Yes or no? Are you Scorpio?
I'm a Pisces with Scorpio on my descendant.
Okay. And then I got Aries and Taurus. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. You got some tough cards. I'm getting Scorpio and Aries and Taurus. So all these, and then I got Hangman. So all these cards are asking you to change. They're asking you to let go and not be so caught up in the way your life is now, meaning spirit. I had a friend who also, her husband got laid off right before Thanksgiving. And it's just, wow, the timing is, it's sucky, right?
Awful timing, yeah.
But when spirit steps in and does something like this, like lays you off from your job, that is a huge wake-up call. That's spirit saying, you need to get on a different path. You need to look at things differently. And most people, not all of us, but most of us have at least experienced a layoff or a firing or at least once in our life. And if you haven't, you should, because it really is very humbling, okay?
Right.
And a lot of times, this is about letting go of ego. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your pride, okay? And so I didn't get the move card, but I do show major, major change and transformation. And I do pull meditation as well for you. What can you kind of, were you in the computer field? What were you, kind of give me an idea what you were doing before?
I was doing high-speed transcription for a news company in Boston, New York.
Are you looking?
I don't want to say who they are, but
right. And I didn't ask. I was trying to be very vague, but enough to give me an idea to look at you on a teeter totter.
I mean, they told us not to talk to anybody about even being laid off. We can't talk to our colleagues. It's really kind of a creepy, weird situation. But
sounds like their ego
shady.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was doing high speed transcription. I basically had to sit for 8 to 10 hours a day and just repeat what CEOs and CFOs were saying. Mm-hmm. And it was starting to become torture sitting there and hearing the same old stuff about financial earnings. So I was really ready to go, and they gave me a nice severance package, like 6 months pay with benefits. Mm-hmm. So I feel taken care of, but you know, I'm also 50 and I'm like kind of panicked. Like, where am I going to go?
Not ready to retire yet.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a start over. And, at 50, we have something, and you can Google this as well. We have something that happens to everybody around 50, 51. It's called Chiron Return.
Okay.
And Chiron spelled Chiron. And it's an asteroid. But when you're born, just like all the other planets, it has a place that it lands in your birth chart. And then it takes 50 years exactly to come back around. And when Chiron returns around your 50th year, depending on, now, do you have a birth chart? You had your chart
done? I'm savvy on astrology. It's at 19 degrees Pisces, right on the midpoint between my Mercury and my Sun.
Your Chiron is?
Planets in Pisces, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what house it's in?
Everything's in my 11th house.
Okay.
For my moon, which is in my 12th. Wonderful.
I love talking to people like this. It's like, I'm getting all drooly. Okay. So.
And then I have Mars and Pluto in my 5th.
Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about Chiron for a moment. Okay, so with Chiron, you're going to Google Chiron 11th house and Chiron in Pisces, or Chiron return, and it'll tell you what you're learning, okay, what your purpose is. Because what happens is at 50, Chiron returns, and it kind of kicks us in the butt, and whatever house it's in and what sign, that's what you're learning at this time in your life. And it's like a karmic lesson. And so the fact that you got laid off right around your 50th birthday, it might be tied to some lessons that you need to learn or a new path that you need to forge in your life. And 11th house, of course, is about organizations and social skills and people and relationships of all kinds. So you may have something going on there that you're going to have to look at. But look up Chiron return for you, 11th house, and also look up Chiron return in Pisces. See what it means.
Okay.
I do think you asked if you're going to have to move. And
I would really, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I'm just, so you brought up Chiron, really interesting. And really what I want to do, because I went to the Berkeley Psychic Institute as post-grad studies, and what I wanted to do is get into doing some psychic stuff myself for people who are victims and to work on that energy with others.
Okay.
Because I haven't been heard for so long sitting at home. I really wanted to bring my voice forward. So hopefully that will...
Do you meditate?
Kind of work. I do, and I just finished the Deepak Chopra 30-day meditation series.
Awesome.
And yeah, okay. I miss it. It's over, so I need that.
Yeah.
Create that space more.
Well, these cards are showing a complete change in career. Now, not necessarily move, but it's going to be different. That's why I asked what you did for a living, because it's not going to be transcribing anymore.
No.
You said yourself it was getting very... mundane and boring and irritating, and because your spirit doesn't want to deal with corporate America anymore.
Marla is talking to her mirror right now.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, Marla.
It's like I felt the same way 16 years ago in corporate America, and it was just like, it was so, I'm just going to use the word stupid, the games people play, the politics, the words, the language, the way they treat each other. And if you want to grow your spirit, you know, if you want to grow your psychic abilities, everybody listening as well, meditate. That is the number one way to become more aware, more in tune with your intuition, to grow your third eye, and to be more psychic. We all have the ability. Okay? So this card, I got the Death card right off the bat, which means change your career.
Okay.
Change your
death
career.
Card, I was thinking, if I don't find a job by 6 months, then I'm just going to jump off a cliff.
Well,
I mean, I don't have any family. I have no support because I've just been at home for so long. So
well, jump
really
off
scary.
The cliff on your own. Don't wait for 6 months.
Energetically.
Yeah. Keep meditating. Start reading more books. Take some more classes. Look at things that you can do. If you need more guidance, you can come see me personally. You know, I see people one-on-one, and I can kind of coach you along the way. But you definitely have a major change in career. Spirit even validated it for you. Read your Chiron return stuff.
Okay.
But I don't think that you have to move, but it didn't show it yet because it showed Hangman coming in, which is that not yet. Don't go to that mindset yet. Just work on changing your career.
Awesome.
Okay.
Right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
Jessica would like a cold reading. She is an Aquarius. And she gave me some details that I won't say because I know you don't want the details.
But yeah.
If you want them, if it starts to make sense, I might interject
at
the end.
Let's see what we get. Yeah, a lot of people kind of call when they make appointments or even on the radio, they want to tell me their life story. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because
you want it to be accurate. You want your reading to be accurate.
I don't want to be tainted, you know.
Yeah.
I want it to be...
You don't want to feed them what
they just told me.
You. Yeah.
And I want to be as objective as I can. And if I tell them something that they know that they didn't tell me, then it means more because they're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's validation.
Right.
Okay, so Jessica, you are being way too hard on yourself. You're beating yourself up, judging yourself too harshly. That has got to change. There's a lot of drama in your life, unless you're a Pisces. Yes or no? Does she say her sign?
She's an Aquarius.
Oh, that's right. You told me Aquarius. Okay. So there is drama in your life. Things have to change. You need to change your attitude. You need to let go of those folks who are also drama king or queens around you in your life. Just a lot of sorrow. I don't know if you've had a loss, but there's sorrow and sadness all around you. Wow. More drama coming. Not to paint a bleak picture of 2017. It really is about choices that you're going to make. And so one of them is, do I choose to be involved with this person or those people who are negative or pulling me down or draining my energy? If they're family members, sometimes you have to, so you put up good boundaries. Or if it's a job or something like that, then you need to make some changes. But you can get through this. It just shows you're going through a difficult time. This could be about love as well. I'm pulling some love cards. So letting go of the past, not taking everything so personally. The choice card is the world is at your fingertips, and then the fork in the road. If you're in a relationship that's negative, you need to let that go. It just feels like there's something you're hanging on to, and you need to let that person go. Quit trying to fix them. Quit trying to make it better. Quit being a people pleaser. You need to let go of this relationship, or that it feels like a relationship. I'm going to just stick with that. Change your behavior, focus on you, take care of you, work on your self-confidence. Whoever this is around you that is not making you feel good about yourself, you need to let them go. You really, really do. It really is eating away at your self-esteem. It's just really paramount that you need to let this go. I'm just keep hearing in my head, let it go, let it go. So there's someone or someones that are not very helpful for her. Does that make sense?
So she says, a lot of it's family related. She says, my dad had 2 strokes. He's paralyzed. My son battles depression and addiction. I spend so much time helping them. I'm tired, but staying positive and optimistic.
Well, not as positive and optimistic as she thinks, because it's showing
she'd
up.
She'd like to be positive and
she's
optimistic,
trying.
Of
now,
course.
It's hard because you've got your family that you love, and you can see... You can see who they were, you can see their potential like your brother, but it's not your job to fix or heal anybody. And it's more about taking care of yourself. Just like, you know, when you're on an airplane and they gave you the speech, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. So Jessica, put the mask on yourself first. Mm-hmm. If your dad's health is worrying you too much, if your brother's addictions are causing causing you to have problems, you need to quit trying to fix them. And you need to let it go. Turn it over to spirit. Turn it over to prayer. Meditate. If you are in your best place, your optimal health, emotionally, mentally, physically, then you'll know more about what to do or what not to do to help these people. And maybe it's not just help at all, other than just let them figure it out. You know, you can be supportive without getting too involved, without overdoing it. Mm-hmm. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries.
Definitely.
Huge.
Boundaries can be hard to set, especially with family members.
Especially
I know.
With children. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yes. I have it's one tough. That has, he's recovered, but it was hard. Very hard.
Yeah. It's really tough. 1-800-595-2943. Got just a couple minutes. Marty on Facebook would like a cold reading. He is also an Aquarius.
Okay. All right. Marty. Get these cards shuffled. And off we go. All right, Aquarius. There is a Sagittarius coming in. So Aquarius needs to practice balance. And, oh, really good cards. There's a behavior change, Marty, for you that is like sitting right on top of you. It could be having to do with career. It just shows a lot of positive things coming in, attitude, ambition, being very determined to make things happen this coming year for you. Work on your balance so you can be gung-ho at work and really focus on that promotion or that job change. But you also need to make sure that your health is in good shape, that you're nurturing your relationships, and that you're taking really good care of your spiritual side of yourself as well. A lot of good things coming in. I show growth. I show love getting better or stronger, or new love coming in. I also show a better connection with spirit. So meditation is important. We talked earlier about a little quick trick about meditating. Just saying your name over and over again as a mantra. You say it enough, then the name doesn't have an identity, and then you go into this place of awareness. But it really, really looks good for Marty. If I get anything else... Oh, I get that he has a bear spirit animal, a little black bear. But mainly it's a huge year of growth, and stay positive. It looks good, and meditate.
Awesome. Yeah. That was for Marty on Facebook, 94 through the X. We've pretty much run out of time. But Marla, we're going to be taking a break from this station next week. I don't care. I'm going to say it since it's our sister station.
Go ahead.
So next week only, some people know I'm on a couple stations here under the same company. And that's the only reason I'm saying it is on 99.9 The Point. I host afternoons. Well, all next week I'm going to be hosting mornings for that week only on that station. If you want to tune in next Wednesday, same time, just different place on the dial. 99.9 The Point is where Marla's also going to be. Same time next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, but on a different station. So
just
if you tune
for the
in
one
here,
week,
yeah. Only for the 1 week, if you want to tune in or, you know, join us the following week here on 94 through the X.
Great.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. But next week, she's not going to be on this station. So just FYI, if you're tuning in and wondering where is Marla, you know now. So, but in the meantime, if people want to book, I'm sure you're probably like super booked out.
It's getting there. I still have lots of appointments for December still.
Okay, cool.
Mid-month on.
Okay. If people want to schedule something with you, get in touch with you, how can they do so off the air?
My office number is 970-223-3457. That is a landline. You cannot text me.
I'm sure people have tried.
I get complaints. I texted you.
No, it's a landline.
You have to call and leave a message the old-fashioned way.
What? Okay? I have to be social?
Or go to my Facebook page, and you can sign up that way through my Facebook page on the contact tab.
Okay.
MarlaMitchell.com.
All right, cool. Yeah. MarlaMitchell.com. If not next week on the other station, we'll see you the following week.
Absolutely.
Marla. All right, bye.
Bye.